WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Clients of First Victoria National Bank will soon be accessing their accounts at a new bank.
A merger of the oldest independent bank in Texas, which is First Victoria National Bank, the second largest and one of the most successful banking franchises headquartered in Texas, which is Prosperity Bankshares. So, it's a great opportunity for both companies.
First Victoria National Bank President Russell Marshall says that Prosperity Bank is buying out Victoria National Bank for around $374 million in cash and stocks, possibly the highest multiple paid for any bank in the nation in the last 5 years. He says after the deal closes in about 4 or 5 months, there will be some rebranding, but there shouldn't be that many changes locally.
The First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up on our branch. And we may move employees from one location to the other just for consolidation's sake. But other than that, expect to see the same First Victoria faces just with a new lapel pin on that says Prosperity.
Marshall says this deal has been in discussion since March, and he feels that the merger will benefit First Victoria customers the most by giving them more than 200 branches to do business across Texas and into Oklahoma. There aren't many details regarding an apartment fire that took place in Bryan early yesterday morning. Battalion Chief Jordan Gallagher says just after 1, Saddlewood Apartments had a fire of unknown material in the entryway stairwell.
As soon as you enter the door, it's the stairway up to the apartment. There was a fire. It said it seemed like a trash fire right there on the stairways. There was smoke in the apartment. They were able to get the fire extinguished pretty rapidly.
He says only one person was taken to the hospital with possible smoke inhalation, but everyone was evacuated and let back in after the fire was put out. No other injuries were reported. Yesterday's Bryan School Board meeting made several changes for the school system. For one, trustees unanimously approved a pay raise of 3.86% for teachers. Stipends for counselors will also increase by $2,000. There are also 2 new administrative hires. Tina Tompkins is the new director of special education. She served a similar role in Maybank ISD for 9 years. And David Diaz is the new principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. He previously was a middle school principal and district bilingual director in Cleburne for 7 years. One of the lobbyists representing the city of College Station in Austin doesn't expect crowds to fill the Capitol during the second special session as they did last week. Dan Shelley told the city council he was inside during the raucous debate on the abortion proposal.
It was kind of ugly, and we're not proud of that moment in Texas history. And being a former member, you never like to see that happen. And I think that they're be making provisions so that you don't have those kind of Occupy Wall Street-type demonstrations.
Shelley is a former state senator from Houston who also worked for Governor Perry and former Governor George W. Bush. When you pay a traffic ticket issued by Bryan Police, about half the money does not go to the city and none of it ends up in their department. Officer Kelly McKeithen recently researched what she calls a common misconception after being challenged by a local resident. She says when you drive 10 miles over the speed limit, fines and fees add up to almost $190. $110 of that is the court cost, and almost all of it goes to the state.
Out of that $110, only $17 or $20, roughly, stays here in the city. And the rest of it goes to state funds, and that's even broken down into a whole bunch of different organizations and groups and stuff like that. That's $17 or $20 that stays here for building security, juvenile coordination fees, IT fees, all kinds of things.
The remainder of about $78 is the city fine that is used in the general fund, municipal court, and road and bridge operations. This year, the Texas Reds Festival is raising money for the Bryan Firefighters Association. Spokesperson Jenna Kioski says admission is still free, but the greater the success of the festival, the greater percentage the city will be able to give.
So every year we have sponsors. Well, the more sponsors we have means the less cost that the city has to put on the festival. In the past, we've given a somewhat of a donation to our volunteers to get them to help. And so our volunteers this year, that donation, instead of going to them, goes to the firefighters.
Kioski says the donations will also directly benefit the 4 firemen involved in February's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. The festival will be the last week of September, coinciding with the Aggies football game against Arkansas. At WTAW.com, you can find details for registering as a sponsor, volunteer, or vendor. And United Way of the Brazos Valley is recruiting volunteers. President Andy Martin says it's related to the upcoming fall campaign.
We are developing the largest campaign volunteer team that we've had in several years here. We're about 90% recruited in terms of our leadership team, and we're looking for 30 community volunteers to help us share the message of United Way in the workplace as well as in the community.
Contact information is on the United Way's website at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At TexasPrepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit TexasPrepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Good morning, it's 7:16. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will continue to keep the weather relatively comfortable across the region. We'll have abundant sunshine for today. I think we're going to be up close to 90 degrees through the afternoon. That high stays put overnight, clear skies, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow. We're going to be back up around 90. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunshine and 90 to 95 for Thursday. Warmer temperatures, they'll move in by Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple A&M football players earned a little hot water. Also, you can get the 12th man license plate and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
I'm really distraught. You've missed a major story in sports.
Again?
Yeah. You know,
I'm horrible at this.
I know it is. It's just terrible. The you know, the big 2013 Luling Watermelon Thump was June 27th through the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And among that was, of course, the seed spitting contest. And I have I cannot find results of the seed spitting contest.
Oh.
They have to be out there somewhere. And the other thing is that the coronation of the Thump Queen took place as well.
Yep.
So.
Where's Luling?
Luling. Luling. Luling.
It's outside of Austin about an hour.
Yeah. Oh.
Ish.
And they have the Watermelon Festival. Now, they've been doing it, I don't know, 50 years anyway. Anyhow, I just and they also apparently had the Mr. Easy Magic Show this year. So I'm just saying, if there's any chance that you could find out who Miss Thump is, and then also the winners in the watermelon seed spinning.
Don't
do it now. We'll do it during Cat's
next
newscast.
I'll endeavor to find that.
If you could, that'd be fun. All right. So how many years have you been told stay out of the water for half an hour after you eat? Right.
I thought it was a full hour.
Nope, okay, full
it's
hour.
All and fake.
It's
hooey.
I mean, it might cause a cramp, but that's about it. And if that happens, just dry off and lay down. Okay. I mean, there is no magic 30-minute rule unless you're Domino's.
Yeah,
so
but
just,
is
you know.
It? It doesn't. It's not likely to cause a cramp any more than if you're doing some other kind of exercise, huh?
Well,
like
food
is not the
and,
magic
and
thing.
Eating's probably more fun anyway. And but I mean, you know, the Washington Post debunking that and others. Mosquitoes do not love people who taste sweet. Mosquitoes kind of are more into your breath. They like they pursue the heat, the carbon dioxide, and the lactic acid in it.
But they are attracted if you eat bananas.
Well, okay, that will be, you know, just stay away from bananas. Then why is it bananas, do you know?
I don't know. It's some chemical thing. They're just attracted. If you eat bananas, they're attracted to you.
Okay.
Just like I've heard, I don't know if this is backed up, but supposedly if you eat garlic a lot, they're not as attracted.
Well, and you know, and other things aren't either, so if you want to do that too.
You're vampire safe and mosquito, anything that sucks blood, I'm guessing.
That's probably right, yeah. And then the question, should you pee on your jellyfish stings? And the answer is actually no, that might worsen the situation.
Really?
See, I've heard that works.
Yeah, well, and again,
it's
considering...
acids and bases.
Well, I'm just considering the circumstances in a crowded beach and the whole thing. It could cause other problems as well, I'm just saying. It could actually prompt the jellyfish cells to release more venom. Leave the water, get the tentacles off of you. Of course, don't use your fingers. Put a little vinegar on it, okay? Vinegar. Vinegar will work. So just like
because lots of people take vinegar to the beach.
Well, you know what? All you have to do is get a little plastic bottle of it and stick it in your beach bag. You put dumber stuff in your beach bag, right?
I mean,
you could actually see that there's a reason to take vinegar with you. Granted, you don't think about vinegar necessarily. And today is July the 2nd.
Yes.
And really it's a pretty badly kept secret, but this is the day that was supposed to be the big day, not July the 4th.
Really?
Yes. John
they couldn't
Adams,
get everybody together.
Right. John Adams predicted that there should be a, quote, great anniversary festival, his words, end quote, that would be celebrated forever from one end of the continent to the other. And he was talking about July the 2nd.
So what happened?
Well, it just, the date, well, what happened is really they had voted for independence on the 2nd. That's when they voted for it. They didn't get, in fact, the Declaration of Independence in some ways was not signed until almost a month after that. So, because they had to get it around to people and folks weren't around and you couldn't DocuSign or anything like that. So, you know, can't like click on your computer and sign the Declaration of Independence. But actually they voted on July the 2nd. And so that's where we are. The Declaration of Independence actually was ready on June the 28th. They didn't like the way that sounded. No, but they changed it and they did debates and stuff like that until they came up with the final one. It was signed only by John Hancock, the then president of the Continental Congress, on the 4th of July.
Ah.
The 54 other delegates signed it, and the final signature was on the 2nd of August in 1776. See, so, I mean, we're all over the board on this thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is kind of cool. When first put to vote on the 1st of July, two states, Pennsylvania and South Carolina, voted against the Declaration of Independence. Then they changed their vote.
I bet they're not still penalized like the South is still penalized for having the Confederacy.
Well, let me see. One of them would be South Carolina. I'd say they probably would still be because they are
penalized
for being part of the Confederacy.
People don't go like, you're not really a, you know, you're not patriots because you didn't want to join the Union. Or
do you face a lot of that now, Kat? I mean, it is, after all, 2013.
Well, you know, considering stuff going on, there is still a lot of animosity. Uh-huh. And living abroad in England made me far more angry than I ever was. My whole life, I had no idea how badly media in our country makes fun of Southerners. But if you go abroad, everyone thinks Southerners are total idiots.
Well, I know that they think everybody in Texas just murders people, you know, that the state
kills
people.
All the South are just all idiots. That's what they think because that's what our news and movies and everyone in power says. Yeah. But it's not true, and I'm mad about it.
Okay.
So we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Oh, all right. So that's settled. By the way, I misspoke last week. I need to correct while we're talking about Texas and killing people. The frequency in weeks that Texas executes people. I'd said they execute 3 a week, and that's not right. Texas, it says here, executes somebody every 3 weeks. Okay. And I don't even know if they're going that fast anymore, but nonetheless. And that's, you know, again, we're from Texas. We've got a express lane, as Ron White will tell you.
Yes.
Youngest person to sign the Declaration of Independence, a guy named Edward Rutledge. He was 26. The oldest guy was a fellow named Ben Franklin. He got his picture on some money. He was 70 at the time. And there were 24 copies made of the Declaration of Independence. Greatest story out of that is a person in a flea market found one of the copies that had been actually in a painting that he purchased for $4. It was in the back. He got it authenticated, and in 2000, he sold it at auction for $8 million.
Cha-ching!
So there, go to those garage sales. It's good for you. Hey, let's see if you're Kara Sedgwick. You're missing part of a finger. Did you hear about this?
No.
Kara Sedgwick, the actress, she's chopping up kale, apparently, a couple of days ago on Saturday, and whacked off a part of her finger.
Yikes!
Yeah, no kidding. She tweeted out, kale isn't always healthy. Yeah, at least you can laugh about it. They apparently could not find the finger. Maybe it was in the salad. I'm not sure. But anyway, but that she'll still be a fine actress, I'm sure. And Prince Harry, did you see that? Prince Harry hit it up at the Glastonbury Music Festival in England. Yeah, he was. Now, you know, that's got to be that has to be a nightmare. Well, they have 170,000 people there, and you got a member of the royal family out in the midst of that. Goodness sakes, that's probably not a good idea.
Royal Secret Service was pulling their hair out.
Yeah, whoever they happen to be. Either that or they were partying and didn't notice. I'm not sure. 725.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 726. It's brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Should have a nice day today with a high of only about 90, low tonight around 63. Tomorrow, 93, and we'll probably continue that number through about Saturday or Sunday. There is a chance of showers in the forecast at 20% on Friday and up to 30% on Saturday. Low each night, pleasant. In fact, tonight, the low is supposed to be 63, so we'll see. And by the way, north wind, so it'll stay pleasant. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 7. 61% relative humidity, we have 72.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, the House Government Reform Committee called Gregory Roseman, an IRS procurement official, up to testify. The committee wanted to know about one of his longtime buddies who got $500 million in IRS contracts for computer services. But Roseman refused to talk. He took the fifth. Braulio Castillo, the CEO of Strong Castle, the contractor, did testify. Now, this company's 2 years old, and they got a special designation from the SBA for hiring a few college students, and they also were categorized being run by disabled veteran. You see, Castillo successfully applied for disabled vet payments 20 years after twisting his ankle in a military prep school football game. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, Democrat, Illinois, who lost both her legs in combat in Iraq, was having none of this. She told the CEO her feet hurt, too. She understood how twisting his ankle in a prep school football game now causes so much pain. You see, she is still in danger of losing her right arm, which was essentially blown off and reattached. She was given a 20% disability rating for that arm. Castillo testified that he got his 30% rating for his twisted ankle. Twisting your ankle in prep school is not defending or serving this nation, Duckworth said. The IRS's rogue players are not serving this nation either. Incidentally, Castillo's IRS compadre, Gregory Roseman, he's still drawing pay from the IRS. To quote Tammy Duckworth, shame on you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Well, it's vacation time for many of you. Time to think about your travels, who you get to see, and how you're going to get there. And the right luggage is needed, and that's luggage made right here in America by Club Glove. I own a three-piece set of their Train Reaction System luggage. Make a note of it, TRS Ballistic Luggage. It's from Club Glove. Now, this stuff, this gear is so good, you can walk through the longest concourse of any airport holding this luggage in one hand and a coffee in the other, and you'll never break a sweat. It's built to balance, and that means this luggage makes your travel easier. It's from Club Glove, the same American company that's been outfitting pro golfers with the travel gear they insist on using. Club Glove is offering you free shipping when you visit the coupon code section and just enter RUSH2013 at clubglove.com. That's RUSH2013 at clubglove.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you're a First Victoria National Bank customer, your usual teller will soon be wearing a Prosperity Bank lapel pin. Russell Marshall, First Victoria National Bank president, says Prosperity Bank, the second largest banking franchise in Texas, is purchasing First Victoria, the oldest independent bank in Texas, for around $374 million. Marshall says the main change in Bryan College Station will be that First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up, and some employees might change locations.
All the current First Victoria locations will be rebranded Prosperity after close, and that close will probably take place in the fourth quarter of 2013. It'll take about 4 to 5 months for us to get regulatory approval to close the deal, and we'll also have to have shareholder approval as well.
Marshall feels the increase in locations will be a huge boon to customers.
First Victoria, we were growing our footprint. We had 34 locations across South Central Texas, but Prosperity Bank has over 200 branches across Texas and into Oklahoma. So this gives all of our customers that bank with us many more places to do business with us, especially when they're traveling on business and need access to ATMs and things like that.
He says they will possibly have a shareholders meeting in late September. For more details and the press release, go to WTAW.com. A pay raise and new administrative hires are coming to Bryan ISD thanks to yesterday's board meeting. David Diaz will be the new principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. Diaz previously served 7 years as a district bilingual director and a middle school principal in Cleburne. Also, Tina Tompkins was announced as the new special education director. Tompkins served in a similar capacity in Maybank ISD for 9 years. Pay raises included stipends for counselors increasing by $2,000, and pay for teachers will be increased by 3.86%. A Bryan resident was hospitalized after a small fire broke out yesterday morning at an apartment complex. Battalion Chief Jordan Gallagher says besides the one victim with possible smoke inhalation, there were no other injuries reported at the small fire in the stairwell at Saddlewood Apartments.
Other than that, there wasn't much to it. Everybody was evacuated from all the other apartments in that one building just for precautionary reasons. They cleared all the smoke out of there and then isolated the power and let everybody back in the rest of the apartment.
Gallagher says the fire was put out very quickly. He says the source of the fire was unknown, but it appeared to be trash. The Texas Reds Festival is coming up the last week of September, but signing up now as a volunteer, sponsor, or vendor could make a big difference in donations towards the Bryan Firefighters Association. Spokesperson Jenna Kioski says the greater the number of sponsors, the larger the percentage of the proceeds that the city of Bryan will be able to donate.
The other cool part about all this is that we're really engaging our downtown merchants this year and getting them involved so that they can kind of be highlighted and have steak-inspired specials. We want to send our patrons into their doors to get to sample the kind of the good food that our own restaurants provide.
Kioski says more than 700 volunteers are needed to run the festival, and sponsors who pay as little as $500 will receive some great privileges. For more details about taking part in the festival, go to WTAW.com. The largest campaign team in several years is being organized for this fall's United Way drive in the Brazos Valley. President Andy Martin says they're looking for 30 people to spread the word and other volunteers for other duties.
We're also looking for people to help us with signage and promotional of activities in terms of yard signs and posters around the community. If people are interested in helping us get our message out by delivering things, we could really use the help that way.
Go to the United Way's website, uwbv.org, for contact information. The Bryan Police Department wants you to know the only reason traffic tickets are issued is for motorist safety. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it's not about money.
As far as the police department directly getting any of that money back, we don't see a whole lot of it. Now, we may get some of it through a state program that those funds went to. We may get a grant, or the city may decide to use some of those general funds to help us get some equipment. So I just kind of wanted to dispel that rumor that we are out there giving tickets to build revenue.
McKeithen says the total cost for driving 10 miles over the speed limit is almost $190. Almost all the court cost of $110 goes to the state, and the remaining $78 is the city fine that goes to local roads and bridges, municipal court, and the general fund. And a former member of the state Senate who is now a lobbyist for the city of College Station tells the city council he doesn't expect what he called Wall Street-type demonstrations to return to the state capitol. Dan Shelley, who also worked for Governor Perry and former Governor George W. Bush, says the second special session could have been limited to only the proposal for stricter regulations on abortion.
Both the transportation and the one on the parole for capital for a 17-year-old, those, if they'd been taken up earlier in the day, on the last day, those would have both passed. but the lieutenant governor saved them for last, and that's why they failed.
Shelley expects a third special session to take place, but not until next year, to address school finance after lawsuits are resolved. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
This is Jim Lewis of the Bryan Rotary Club. A founding principle of Rotary is to enlarge your circle of local businesses and personal friends to help make our local area better. Each year since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club has been a proud co-sponsor of the Newman Tin Business Performance Awards, recognizing locally owned, fast-growing businesses. When we grow our local businesses, it grows our cities. We have supported that ideal since 1921. The Bryan Rotary Club and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:40. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Large high-pressure system in the central United States will continue to make our weather pretty comfortable for this time of year. It could be a whole lot hotter. Sunshine and 90. Tonight clear. Lows overnight close to 65. Sunshine will be back with us during the day tomorrow, temperatures reaching about 90. Clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. We'll warm up a bit on Thursday with lots of sunshine. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two defensive starters for Texas A&M have reportedly turned themselves into police.
And we'll get you caught up on what happened there. Also, Wimbledon action, and you can have a 12th man license plate. All that and more coming up with sports.
Well, did we find out who the Miss Thump was?
No, I haven't seen it. I'm tragically sorry.
Right, yeah, I know you are, sure. Well, I did find, howsomever, that the first watermelon thump queen, and it was 60 years ago. Let's see. For 60 years, the Watermelon Thump has taken over Luling's downtown, giving visitors and locals a reason to venture out into the summer heat.
It's in the settling of downtown, the main street, just the home feeling that you get when you walk down the street with a sausage on a stick and some cold watermelon and cold beer, says Dana McNabb. There you go. Dana apparently was the first queen was Betty Sue Town. She was crowned 60 years ago.
What else would she be called?
And Betty Sue is still alive and kicking, apparently.
Hee-hee.
So good for her. Glad that happened for her. Don't know anything else, but that's it. So I know you were thinking just the other day, how do honeybees communicate with each other? And you know that they're buddies, okay? Researchers at the University of Trento, that'd be in Italy, say that honeybees use their right antenna to distinguish between friends and foes.
Huh.
Scientists knew that the bees' left and right antennae picked up different sensory cues, but the new study gives us some insight into how honeybees navigate social situations. And then that's the end of the story. They don't tell us anymore.
That's it.
Part two next week, I guess. So I guess they covered one antennae and they didn't recognize their buddies. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
High five.
You know. Or snapped them off.
Could be. You know, you can always tell the killer bees are the ones who have the tattoos on their arms. Dale Irby. Dale Irby is a creature of habit. This guy was a PE teacher at Prestonwood Elementary School. Okay. Now, he has retired after 40 years. But what Dale would do is every year when it came time to take pictures for the yearbook, he wore the same polyester shirt and knit sweater vest for 40 years.
Wow.
And so, as a result, his wardrobe consistent, okay, but he chose the shirt and the sweater combination the first yearbook back in 1973, and he accidentally repeated it the next year. He was so embarrassed, he said, when he got the school pictures back the second year, his wife dared him to repeat the outfit for a third year. He did, and he said, after that, why stop? So they put together a slideshow, and you can see Dale age, but not very much. I mean, for about the first 20 pictures, he still looks the same.
He must be a good-hearted, low-stress kind of guy.
Well, that's it. I mean, he's a PE teacher, right? Gets to wear a whistle around his neck and yell at kids.
I have a difficult time imagining a PE teacher in a sweater.
Well, I know, but that's the thing. You know, normally I'm sure he was in athletic gear, but as a result, for this, he decided to do that.
So Amber Nolan is the queen.
Amber Nolan, how'd you find that out?
I just did some more digging.
God,
I had to go through several. You can email Amber on the website.
I don't want to. It's okay. That's the right. How old is Amber doing now?
Can we call her up?
20-something.
20-something? Well, we could if we had her number, I guess. We may have to do that later on this week. We may do that on Friday. Just because Kevin won't be
or
here.
Or I can just... Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, no.
It
we need
really
the no.
Heart.
We need the real deal. I mean, again, if she decided she wanted to have a banner that said Miss Thump on it, hello.
The teacher sounds like Lawrence Holacek.
It does sound like Lawrence Holacek, but you know, I never saw him in a sweater vest and a shirt. I'm not.
It's
sure.
It's not an A&M consultant.
It was, yeah. Well, sure, yeah. Lawrence Holacek was my PE teacher, as a matter of fact. Yep. And so now you're not with us on Friday, is that right? Kevin?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Because I'm working late on the 4th of July
and
at the library.
What are you doing at the library? You're doing research at the library?
Yes.
What?
Yes,
are you?
It's really? A late study session. Wow. No, I am the master of ceremonies. I have been for several years.
Oh, there you
wonderful.
Go.
Wonderful.
He's been doing that for 46 years, folks, and he's not going to stop today.
Kevin's not that old.
Oh, he's not. Okay. Anyway, you've been doing that a long time. So when does that all start?
The festivities crank up at about 5. Now, the museum, if I'm not mistaken, is free all day.
Okay. Yep.
And it's continued free up through close. There'll be symphony. The Lions Club always brings out free watermelons, which are usually the best watermelons you get all year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are several bands that will be playing on and off. Generally, they have an Elvis impersonator and a whole lot more. And then the symphony kicks off around 8-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And the fireworks go off around 9:15-ish.
Or later, yeah.
Okay. Just kind of depends.
It's at the Bushatorium. All right. We'll look forward to that. Hello.
Hey.
What?
My friend is one of the watermelon thump queens. She lives in Navasota, Texas, Liz Olden.
Liz was a Miss Thump?
She was a Miss Thump many years ago.
Is that right?
Well, wow. Is she from that town? Or I know there was a watermelon festival in Grimes County.
She grew up in Bastrop.
Yeah. All right,
wow.
All right. So she's a former Miss Thump. Does she still have her little banner? Do you know the pennant or whatever, the sash that she wore?
I know we have seen pictures of her.
Wow.
I was mistaken.
What?
Amber Nolan is watermelon queen in Alabama.
Oh, never mind. Okay, now tell me the lady's name again in Navasota.
Liz Olden.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hello.
Hey, I just want you to know that I attended the Watermelon Thump Extravaganza Friday and Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah, they have a pavilion, covered pavilion, where they have their entertainers. They have one of the biggest ceiling fans I have ever seen, and it actually puts out grease.
It gets the job done, huh?
It is amazing.
I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
It's from the Big Ass Fan Company.
I got you. Now, have you been before?
No, this was the first time. We went to do go-kart racing in Kyle and then heard of the venue, and then we went to see all the country singers. But the interesting part is once you get inside the event, there's no place to get watermelon. You have to buy the watermelon outside.
Wow, that's very good. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call.
So you go to the Watermelon Fest and you can't get any?
Green watermelon, hello.
Hello. Karina Reyes was the watermelon pump queen this year. I just came from there and I'm from Luling.
Thank you.
Now, wait a minute. What? We are just busted out at people from Luling who are listening. That's fantastic. Now, how many years, how long did you live in Luling?
I grew up there. We've been here in Bryan College Station for 30 years, but it was my 35th high school reunion, so we were down there for it, and in the parade and all that.
Wow.
How fun was that? And so so what was her name again? Who won?
Karina Reyes.
That is outstanding. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. See, this is just the greatest show in the world. I mean, really, we talk about...
Because of the listeners, not because of us, right?
Did I say that? Did I say it was because of us? No, I'm saying it's the greatest thing in the world because of our listeners. No matter what we're talking about, we'll find somebody, in this case, any number of somebodies who not only are authorities, but have actually been there. That's great. Thanks.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the last 2 years. Please remember to vote for us again this year. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Is getting your kids to bed a conflict that wages on night after night? Well, take heart. There is hope. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you can relate to Mark and Jill. They dreaded their kids' bedtime. Once the lights were out, the couple spent an hour responding to pleas for water, crying, or little ones getting up to announce they couldn't sleep. After an especially exasperating bedtime battle, Mark and Jill asked for advice from a couple who were mentoring them. Their reply was straight to the point. Your children are in charge. It's time for you to be the parents. So how do you take charge? Well, start by establishing consequences and follow through when your child breaks the rules. Consequences may involve losing bedtime privileges like music or a favorite stuffed animal. And don't forget to celebrate the positives when your child has a good night. It'll help reinforce his good behavior. It's also a good idea to stay close to your child's door after you switch the light off. If he gets up, immediately and calmly put him back into bed. It's crucial that you act decisively every time your child challenges you, and don't give up. With each battle you win, your child is more likely to obey the boundaries you've set. But give in just once, and the next confrontation will be more difficult. For more information on dealing with difficult parenting situations, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there,
Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. A year to the day that A&M joined the SEC, the success is undeniable. But with success comes some scrutiny. Two Texas A&M football players were suspended Monday from team activities after being charged with misdemeanor assault and criminal mischief. The school said DeShazer Everett and Floyd Raven will remain suspended pending further investigation. Though they can continue their studies, College Station police say the 21-year-old Everett and 20-year-old Raven were charged after an April 7th fight that started at a bar, moved outside, and then culminated at an apartment complex. Here's ESPN's Joe Shad.
Two defensive starters for Texas A&M have reportedly turned themselves into police to face what will be misdemeanor assault charges. Reportedly, they were among a group of 10 or 12 involved in an alleged attack that left victims with injuries to the face, hands, and ribs. Now, there is a precedent here at Texas A&M Athletics where the players are expected to be suspended and not be able to be participating in any team activities until further investigating occurs.
Bond was set at $5,000 for Everett, and Raven was free on $4,000 bond. By the way, DeShazer Everett was the player that made the game-saving interception against Alabama. Now, no one has ever had the license plate 12THMAN on an official Texas license plate. Now, for the first time, Texas A&M University and MyPlates.com will auction the rights to display one of the only 12-man plates, license plates. And to learn more, you can go to MyPlates.com/12men. Bidding opens on August the 12th, ends on September the 12th, just 2 days prior to the Alabama game. Proceeds from the MyPlates.com go to the 12-man auction benefit A&M University and the General Revenue Fund of Texas. Plus, MyPlates will redirect its share to the university. Wimbledon continues today with the women's quarterfinals. Highlighted the schedule, Sabine Lisicki, takes on Kaya Kepepny just a day after the shocking the top seed and five-time champion Serena Williams 6-2, 6-1, 6-4. Here's Williams after the loss.
Yeah, I felt like she was just on today. She's always on against big players and on big courts. So, you know, it was just another one of those moments. And I feel like she was definitely reading my serve. And I think also maybe I could have mixed it up more.
On the men's side, Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray were among yesterday's winners at Wimbledon. Djokovic posted a 6-1, 6-4, 7-6 win over Tommy Haas. Major League Baseball saw Matt Moore pitch seven scoreless innings in his 11th win of the season in the Tampa Bay Rays' 12-0 thump of the Houston Astros last night. And at this point, they were just kind of rubbing it in.
Here he swings and sends one high in the air into deep left center field. This one headed towards the train tracks, and it's gone. Home run. Ryan Roberts with his second homer of the night, and the Rays lead 10-0.
Roberts had two dingers. Sean Rodriguez added two doubles, and the Rays just outran the Astros. Dallas Keuchel took a loss for Houston after giving up five runs in four-plus innings. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have met with free agent Dwight Howard. Hall of Famers Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler joined a team trying to woo the Lakers star. The Rockets pitched Howard on leaving Los Angeles and joining All-Star James Harden in Houston. One of the pitches was also the fact that there's no state income tax in Texas. NBA free agency opened yesterday, but contracts cannot be signed until July the 10th. And finally, the PGA Tour announced that it will implement a ban of anchored strokes beginning on January the 1st of 2016, opting not to go against golf's governing bodies and adhere to the rules set forth by the United States Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient. Here's senior writer for ESPN, Bob Harrig, explaining what the anchor stroke actually is.
If you look at the guys who play golf, most of them swing a putter with their hands away from their body. The anchored stroke actually puts a part of the club or one of your hands against your body. In the case of the belly putter, which is used by Webb Simpson, who won the U.S. Open last year, and they actually wedge the end of the putter into their stomach. And then there's a guy like Adam Scott, who won the Masters this year. He uses a long putter, and he anchors the top of that putter with his left hand against his chest, and it keeps that end of the putter from moving.
Those PGA rules will be in effect again starting 2016, and PGA rules govern golf played all over the country. Now, that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. Texas made, Texas proud. And for more information, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We will talk to a Miss Thump in the next half hour.
Well, hot dog.
You know. So I'm doing well, let you know. Big numbers for that Lifetime movie on Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah?
Did they shoot any of that in Mejia, do you think?
I doubt it.
Was Mike Wright in that show, do we know?
I doubt it.
All right, anyway, 3.3 million viewers. And this probably shouldn't surprise you. So many people picked up The Sopranos on DVD or rented it following James Gandolfini's death that HBO is going to put the entire series on demand.
That really?
Pretty much makes sense. Each season of the show will be available for a month at a time. Season one available now during the month of July. So, you know, chance for him to make a little more money there, I suppose, people to watch that. Hi, Tapper.